Today, taking time to visit with Bill Scare, Boone City Administrator. Good to have you here.
Good morning.
Wrapping up the year.
We are.
2024, big year for Boone.
It was a big year.
Very big year.
Hopefully 25 will be the same.
Well, we got to build 24. No, it's still going to be a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We take a look back, so kind of a little bit of a quick year in review thing. Obviously, sure. Daisy, the big thing.
Right.
Again, did not happen overnight, but it did involve a lot of people working together.
It did. That was a project that we worked several months on, and we're still working on it, obviously. The Ames Regional Alliance, of course, was big in that, along with Boone County Economic Growth, City of Boone. There are a lot of partners in that, the state, Debbie Durham from the Economic Development Commission. Really good project for Boone, and it was truly a team effort.
And it's one of those where I know that people keep saying, well, when are they going to be? It's a big project. And again, the reason is it's statewide. It takes statewide resources for something like that. Some of the biggest packages that the state has ever put together.
Correct. So. Correct. And all that, is still being finalized. The land has been purchased, and we anticipate in weekly meetings with them. Mm-hmm. Ames Regional Alliance really helps with that. And so we're expecting or hoping for a groundbreaking this spring sometime. And then that'll really start it and move forward.
You've had a number of people from Daisy that have been here to, again, helping through all this stuff, getting a lot of things put in place. And I know you get to visit with them.
Yes.
They're pretty excited about this opportunity. I think they feel pretty good about what's happening.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they went through I think they really did their homework, obviously, on this process, and so that they made the right selection for the site. And I'll tell you this, they certainly know what they're doing. And we've got a chance to work with them and meet with them quite a few times, and they're just good people. Their company is fantastic. They treat their employees well. They don't really have any turnover, things like mm-hmm. that. So this is really excited. There's a lot of stuff to go through to get them here, obviously, with the building. And I think that'll start here in the spring. Mm-hmm. 750,000 square foot building. Total investment is over $700 million between building and equipment and things like that.
So, again, that's obviously the big one going on. But you've had other economic development things that you've continued to work on as well. I keep going back to Ag Certain because they're so quiet out there. And
yes.
They just keep looking to expand and build. And
they do. I think they've positioned themselves very well. Dan O is the owner and the CEO. We talk periodically and what they're doing out there is fantastic. You're right. It's kind of a quiet, nobody really knows, but they are really a good partner with the City of Boone, and they're expanding their business out there. And I think that's in the future, that's really going to go and probably get larger as well. They're as well a very good partner with the city.
I will say they've also taken up all your development area out there. All of that area, they've acquired it.
Exactly. And so, what you're referring to, of course, was our certified site.
Yeah.
And so now we're in the process of looking for that next certified site that we can work on and get it ready, for the next big adventure, hopefully, that we'll, have with a company.
Are there others that have been showing up? I mean, we don't hear a lot about them because a lot of them are so quiet. You just kind of keep working on them, until they're ready to announce.
Right. Right.
So we got a few.
We are talking with a few. There's nothing definite. And, mm-hmm. and one thing I'll note, when you talk to these companies, one of the, in your last things they say is, you understand this is confidential, right? Because
mm-hmm.
they're still in the process of doing their thing on what they need to do. So that's why we don't announce anything or say anything until we're certain. A project is going to move forward. And that's something that I consistently hear, for right
this
now.
This is between us.
And then at the right time. And, of course, I communicate with the mayor and council on projects, of course. And so
there is that confidentiality. And it is, for people that think that's, you're just keeping secrets, No, it's something that actually the state is pretty insistent that you keep things quiet.
Right, right. And with, you know, Ames Regional Alliance, it takes the lead, of course, for the city, as well as Boone County Economic Growth. They're a really good partner in this as well. They participate. That executive board is aware of the things that we're working on, and they're very helpful as well. So it's really a team partnership, but, you know, with Ames Regional Alliance, Boone County Economic Growth, and the city.
The other part is, of course, residential development.
Yes.
By leaps and bounds has been going. And again, ties back to a study that you had. You had Mid-Iowa Planning actually do a housing study. year and a half ago?
Yes, 23.
And, yeah, I think early 23. And really, they pointed out that you needed a variety of housing. You needed some apartments. You needed some senior retirement-type housing. You needed single-family homes. You need some higher-end homes. And,
right.
And again, a lot of this is just what's been going on right now is trying to, starting to fill some of that need that hadn't been there.
Right. And I think we're moving forward in the right direction with Prairie View, and then, of course, out there at 22nd and Lynn, and then Cates Landing, as well as the development agreement that we signed with Oak Park. That you, if, I don't know if you've been out in that area, but Cates Landing is moving dirt and getting ready, as well as Bella Homes. They started moving dirt out there and prepare for their project as well. And we have another one or two that we're talking about with some developers, and we'll see if they those come to fruition. Mm-hmm. But one thing that we're looking at is so MIPA, which Mid-Iowa Planning, so who we're a partner with, they're going to update our housing assessment shortly after the first of the year. They'll look at it. They'll see what we've got now, what we got going on. They'll reevaluate it, and then they'll issue a report, an update report to us, to make sure we're going in the right direction if there's anything else we need to do. I think that's very important as we move forward with the housing in Boone to make sure that we're doing it right. So I think I look forward to that report sometime after the first of the year to see what direction we're going and if we need to tweak anything. And then, of course, that'll be shared with the council and mayor, and they're the ultimate decision makers, obviously. And we'll have that conversation and see what it shows us.
I know there's been quite a variety, and again, actually, since you've been in there, there's been a lot of residential development. I'm going West 2nd out there, and, you know, the
right.
Design.
So we have Destiny Place,
where the trailer park
used to be, as well as the 8 homes that are now standing on the old Garfield School.
Yeah.
That's another one. So, yeah, we've worked on the smaller ones as well as the larger ones. All of them are important to the city. And we think they're really good projects. At Destiny, all 17 homes are built and people living in them. So that's good. That was a successful project as well. So we'll keep working on those. And not to mention what we do in our demo program. We've had that conversation before, Jim, where we'll take possession of those homes and demo them, and then we'll sell them to a contractor to put a home in. And this improves that established neighborhood where it puts a new home. We have several examples of that where we built those new homes. And actually, we just sold another one to a contractor at 616 Harrison Street. And just
it's an empty lot right now.
Right. So. And the same at 203 13th Street. Both those were demos that the city led and took care of. And now we've signed an agreement with two different contractors. They're going to put homes on those lots in established neighborhoods, which is very important as well.
And I was going to say, even Elite has a couple that they have contracted with you where they're going to be doing the demolition.
Right.
On Green Street.
Yeah. I believe. Exactly.
So
it's very important to get those new homes in those established neighborhoods. And we all, as well, we see some spinoff on that where when we do that, some of the current homeowners that are in that area, we're seeing in a few areas where they're making improvements to their homes as well. And I can't say 100% it's related to that, but that's what we're seeing, and that's very positive as well.
And we've used the Central Iowa Trust Fund dollars, $10,000 grants, up to $10,000 grants for people that want to stay in their homes, and our local contractors are doing a lot of that work.
Exactly. I think we're just finishing our second round, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll look at that again, and council will decide if they want to put some more money toward that.
It's been pretty successful. Again, keeping people in their homes, that's exactly important to do. So all of that going on. So then that means, what about our infrastructure? So again, everybody would like to have all the streets paved right away, but that doesn't happen. And one of the things over the years, even before you stepped in as the administrator, borrowing to do street construction has been something you tried to avoid.
Yes. Yes. A good project or example of that is South Marion and West Park. Upcoming council meeting, we're going to, under my report, we're going to talk about the annual trip to D.C. to meet our representatives is in May. And we talked a little bit about it at the last council meeting, but it wasn't on the agenda, so we couldn't take any official action. So I think we'll have a delegation that go out there again. And the reason I bring that up, when we're talking about South Marion and West Park, years ago, Mayor Slide and a delegation went out when we were originally talking about the overpass out by Swan Creek, right, to try to get some appropriations. Well, they did that. They got the appropriations, and they're out there. So what, with the help, of course, with DOT, they really shined for us on this. It was around, I don't have it in front of me, I think around $1.6
million. Yeah.
And we ended up getting that money, and $600,000 of that went toward the overpass out there
the
now.
The current overpass
to help with the funding, and the goal for the city and everyone else was to move that up on the calendar, right? So we got that moved up a couple years. Well, the result of that is now we have the overpass, right? The other million, DOT, again, helped us and got that money appropriated for us, and they took that as well for the overpass, but then they deposited $1 million in our account in Des Moines for the SERP, I believe, the money.
Central Regional.
Yeah. And so we used that plus money we saved. So that was a $1.3 million probably total project that, you know, we didn't borrow for. So sorry, I kind of took a long way to answer your question, but you're right.
It is.
And then, so we dedicate money each year as well. You know, we have the fund in Des Moines that I just mentioned that we get money every year. That money was used on 11th Street. Waylon is now planning on, we've talked about
First
Street and then Cedar and then that area over there. And so we each year we build up money and then we do a project. So we'll be working on that as well.
Bigger projects. And I mean, the other things. Now, from goal setting, one of the things the council indicated they wanted to do, even though I know Public Works was already looking at where do we need to do repairs? Where do we need, you know, contained areas, where intersections, things like that. And they did encourage them, let's make more dollars available, go ahead and do what we can. The dollars that they do have already in that line item, I guess.
Right. Correct. And so we had a really good discussion at goal setting that was earlier this month. And what they come up with, of course, the number one thing, right, which is every year that I've been here, demolitions and nuisance abatement, and rightly so. That's a very important project for the city every year. Then they talked about those smaller projects, and so they wanted $100,000 added from our, we call it the 331 account. It's an account where we have money in there for those smaller projects. So we're going to add about $100,000 there to do smaller projects as well. And as well, the council and the mayor understand the number of tree stumps that we have around in the community because of the tree disease that we had a few years ago. So they asked that we budget an additional, or at least up to $75,000 to remove those stumps. And as we're going through our budget planning process right now, we'll budget that money. And until we get our numbers, of course, nothing is approved, right, or until council actually gets it. But we're going to recommend that. And so they're adding $75,000 for the tree stumps and plus an additional $100,000. And this is all for, well, especially the $100,000 is for infrastructure that you're putting money in the ground for the streets. They understand some of our roads and our streets need to be repaired. Public Works looks at that every year. Waylon and I meet and we talk about what what's the next project, and the one over, you know, on First and Cedar, and then it goes kind of the south and the east a little bit in that area there. We think that's very important. Council agrees, so that's something that we worked on in 27, fiscal year 27. We're planning for that. In fiscal year 26, as you know, will be the Hancock Extension Drive to extend that out there for the Daisy projects and future development out there. And so that's in design right now. And SCH is the consultant.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope to get something by fall in the design area there, where I think what they're planning is to let it, and then hopefully there'll be some construction yet in 25 in the fall.
Okay.
So it'll go over kind of two construction seasons.
Yeah.
Fall of 25, where they'll infrastructure, put in the pipe and things like that, and then actually maybe put in the foundation of the road.
Yeah, get the roadbed down so that it can settle.
Then it can settle over the winter, and then the concrete comes in the spring of 26.
So, yeah, it'll move quickly once they get started. But, yeah,
right.
If you're going to build new, especially into an area like that, you'd like to – well, we saw the same thing when the county did the road right by Central Iowa Expo out there, the 217th, whatever they call it now, but built it and then let it set for a year before they actually did the surfacing.
Yeah, right. So by summer 26, you hope that the concrete out there is mostly done. And that'll be a reinforced road. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of truck traffic. So it'll be built to those specs. For that traffic, as well as in that project, we're going to have some safety additions out there with the adding of street lights and turn lanes and things like that on Corporal Snedden Drive.
So, and then the DOT has their stuff going on.
Right.
So,
right.
That we just get to watch.
Right. Thank goodness. And we appreciate the DOT's partnership in this. Now, the roundabout that they're talking about at Southeast Marshall, I believe there by Moffitt's, has been programmed for a while. And then, of course, we have the roundabout at 30. And anticipation of those projects be completed is probably the fall of 27, I think, is what their plan is. The last information I got from DOT. But again, projects like that are fluid. Sometimes they have to do the environmental work and all that. So it takes time.
It does.
And so that's the tentative plan right now, and we hope that that's the case, you know, that those projects will be completed in that time frame.
At the same time, still moving ahead on your wastewater projects.
Yes.
And, I mean, we've had the studies done, but we already had projects you were already moving forward with. This is where, actually, you did go into some debt using the State Revolving Loan Fund.
Right.
For some of the work at the water plant and at the water environment plant. So
right. And some of those projects are now being worked on, or they're in final design, beginning approved by DOT, or I'm sorry, DNR.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, RAS pumps and the grit screen and a lift station that was already programmed prior to Daisy that needed to be done out there. So
we knew those were coming anyway.
Yes. As well as a few, the roof projects is a good example of that. That was planned before. And those have been pretty much completed both at the water and the wastewater plants.
And one of the projects that for about, as I can recall, maybe 10 years or longer, the big reservoir. We have a groundwater reservoir, 2 million gallon, I think it is, out at the water. And this has been here a long time, people.
Right.
And I can remember previous public works said we need to do something with it. We've had several different public works people. This should be done. This is now it's bumped up enough. Definitely you need to get it taken care of.
Right.
And what we're going after a grant for that.
We are. We're going to try to get a CDBG grant. We've taken proposals for the grant administrator and chose Simmery and Corey. They'll work on that for us. They'll get at the appropriate time, get the grant ready to go, and we'll submit it. We as well are going to apply for a CDBG grant for a project at the wastewater plant as well. You can't apply for both at the same time. You have to complete one project and then apply another one. So the water reservoir that you just spoke of, we feel can get done quicker than yep. the project at the wastewater. So we're going to do that one first, complete it, and then move into the phase of a CDBG grant for the project at the wastewater plant.
But we do have other significant work that's going to be done for both. Probably right. maybe more at, well, we know that at the wastewater plant, you had already been looking at capacity and some yes. of the, what you, where you were on your permitting. People need to remember the DNR gives you a permit and you get so much capacity for solid materials and things like that in there
right.
and that have to be treated. And you were already looking at that 4 or 5 years ago.
We were. So it just, obviously, Daisy probably sped it up a little bit, but it's not only for Daisy, but yeah. it's for our entire right. community. And we talked about this before here, but remember these two plans that we asked for were to look to the future for 20 years. Not just for Daisy, but the whole community. So that's what these plans were developed for.
Got a couple of other big portions that'll be done out at the waterworks, including looking at potential wells.
Right, right. I think there's potential. I think on that project, one additional well added, and that project will start in the coming months. We've signed contracts for everything, so that's all done, just in design stages. And there's the process of everything needs to go through DNR. Takes time. They've been really good to work with. They're really helping us. They understand the importance of this project. So, you know, we're very pleased with them. But it's still a process, right, that you have to go through. So some of those things are in that process. And you mentioned funding for some projects.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the water 20-year plan out for the water was an additional water tower that we're probably going to have to put up. And so we're going to, at the appropriate time, looking to EDA for a grant for that water tower that we need to put up. And then earlier I mentioned the DC trip out to see our delegation and everything. So I'm working with Ames Regional Alliance, and they have their legislative person there, Greg Picklap, working with him. So when we go out there in May, those are meetings that I'm going to be having with him and of course, the city officials, the elected officials as well, to see what other future funding that is available that we have not already identified to help us with all these costs of all this infrastructure. And we'll see where that takes us. I feel pretty good about it. There's absolutely no guarantees on anything, but we're certainly going to make a strong attempt and have those conversations out there about additional funding for the city.
So what we come up with for all of that. There's so much. All right, let's go to the hard one. Budget work is getting underway.
Yes.
And you're going to have most, actually, a lot of your, I know the department heads have been working on budgets and getting ready, but really for the council being involved, meetings in January are where a lot of that will take place.
Yes. So staff has already had all their budget meetings with, or I say staff, so myself and Andrea and the finance officer have already had meetings with department heads on their budget proposals. We've received all of them. We're in the process now putting that budget together, and then we wait until we get the numbers from the county. We plug those in, and then we take a step back and look and see where we're at with the budget submittals that we had for fiscal year 26, and then shape that budget into where we think the priorities are. And then, of course, as you said, in January, we'll have budget meetings where staff will make budget presentations to the council on what we feel the council's priority and the mayor's priorities are. And then ultimately, those folks make those decisions. They guide us on what money they want where and everything like that.
Remember, all the other things we've been talking about have been more on the capital side of things.
Right.
What we're talking about for when we get into budgets, this is just the city's going to be operating.
Right. It's the operating budgets to run the city day to day. Exactly and, right.
And you've got a few extra public hearings to put in there, so
right.
they'll be coming up.
So all those budgets come to Andrea and myself. And just a note, I noticed this year. So it comes through our system, and it comes to me, and I review them and approve them. I think the number when I first started on that 27 budgets, different budgets. Now, mind you, some of those are smaller budgets, right? But 27 budgets came across my desk to review.
There's a few. There.
Right. We have a few with the city.
All right. And that's really going to be coming up on the Well, on the first meeting in January. I got to look at my calendar over here.
I think we'll have Hotel Motel on the first meeting on January 6th. Yeah. And then I think it's a week later.
That we'll do...
On a Tuesday night, we generally have the budget presentation. Mm-hmm. Staff will present the budget to the elected officials. We'll get direction. If everything goes well, it'll probably be... it'll be completed. If we need more time, then we'll have another budget meeting a week later if we need to. Yeah.
You've been pretty fortunate over the last few years being able to piece everything together.
Right.
A lot of that goes to the department heads.
Exactly right. They do a great job. They, again, this is taxpayer money, and I believe they're very good stewards of it, and they take their budgets very seriously.
People, you get to follow all of that coming up as we get into 2025.
Yes.
Going to be Well, thanks for visiting with us.
You're very welcome.
Joining us this year, thanks. And we'll talk to you again next year.
All right. Thanks.